A figure of speech. Not literal, not meant to be literal.
Everything is theory. No practical. Ten direction. Eight direction. Corner and north, east, east, and up and down. Everywhere is present. So, Krishna has got 10 hands. So, my father will say, if Krishna takes your money or possession in 10 hands, how you can protect it with 2 hands? And when he gives you in 10 hands, how much you can take in 2 hands? In my case, it has become practical. Everything he has taken in 10 hands. And now he's giving in 10 hands. A practical experience. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to do this. I was planning to train my business, my family, with 2 hands. And Krishna took it in 10 hands. And now, after making me better, he's giving me 10 hands to take as much as he can. And now I'm thinking of my father's sinister. Ambition was that I'll become a great Bhagavat. That was huge, huge to in my so many saintly persons. And he'd pray, please bless my son. I was very patient that he may become a devotee of Radharani. Radharani may bless him. That was his only prayer.
Yeah.
He was inviting some friendly person. That is the old system to receive.
Thank you, Father. You know, Prabhupada, you said that you were not so much impressed by the family persons that were coming.
Yes.
Why was that?
Not there. Not all of them were real Vaishnavas. That was my discrimination from the beginning of my life. I never liked this bogus family. I know I liked. And my father had no discrimination. Never mind. Oh, whatever he is. He's a saintly person, you see. He was giving fortnightly. There was one Mayavadi sannyasi in Kalibhat. So, first of all, the father was sannyasi. Then, his son was sannyasi, so he had very good relationship with him. I also used to, because father was there. They would carry ganja for him. In those days, ganja was very cheap. So much ganja. And so much butter. Whenever he would visit, he would give some red cloth, ganja, and butter.
Your father was giving ganja?
That's to sannyasi.
Why?
But he was smoking ganja.
But why did he supply it?
He did not discriminate that this is bad. He smokes. And he has some regard for him. All right, take ganja.
So Krishna is also like that, at least.
He was offering him something, whatever he liked. That was his theory. Yes. It doesn't matter. And he did not have ganja, smoking or bad. For sadhu. That is impression in India.
Mm-hmm.
We criticize, but in India, every sadhu samaj, they smoke ganja.
Yeah.
Yes. Not high class. This bogus Sarmidhan. yogi.
Yeah, that Mr. Das, the lawyer who came here, I used to visit him. And he had one sadhu who used to come. It was his guru. And he would also smoke ganja.
Ganja smoking is not taken as bad in India. By the sadhus, not ordinary.
Right. He told me, Mr. Das says that he didn't his meditation and ecstasy.
Whatever it may be, Raja smoking by the sadhu, sannyasi, is not taken as bad, see. The heat is large from them.
Yes.
Alan Ginsberg into the. Raja smoking is very good by the same people.
I think your Guru Maharaj spoke strongly against this trip.
Oh, yes. And from him we learned that intoxication, any kind of intoxication is bad.
In fact, even though Thakur also was...
He was also not very serious. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was very serious. And we learned from him. Now it is Shastri. No intoxication is good.
How is it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not so strict in that regard, yet his son, who learned from him, became very strict, like a rod?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they were so strict. Because he married twice, he used to say, Sri Jangi. And that's all that. Even his father. He was very sick. Sometimes I may be angry with him. He's Sri Jangi. And don't discuss this. He was very strict. No excuse. No compromise.
That's where you got all of that.
By his imitation, he's all real. All these nowadays people are very great. Strong actually. They made a to kill him.
Who did it?
Remember? No, the Ramadis Goswami. They raised 25,000 rupees and wanted to bribe this police officer. If you take this money, we shall finish it. Don't take any else.
But the police man said?
Refused. Yes, we take bribe, but not in such cases.
What?
He just sent me back. We cannot agree to that. Everyone knows who is takes bribe. They are easy, yes, we take bribe, but not in such cases. This was told by Guru Maharaj to me. You are talking many things confidently.
But what is that story that one time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was invited to? He wanted to get invitation, or he was invited to speak, and they put so many conditions on his speaking. It was some place.
Yes.
So now you cannot speak on such and such subject. He agreed, all right.
I think that at the Vaishnava meeting, in other words, like Maharaj Manindranandi, he is referring to this. When I was visiting, I used to sit with his on his coach. Yeah, he's like, yeah, Guru Maharaj is sitting on his coach. I took him an ordinary gentleman. So, then nobody asked me that you're sitting in the... No, nobody asked. Then I was saying that all other business disciples are sitting down. So then I didn't sit down. Neither Guru Maharaj told me, neither anybody told me.
What kind of a... It was a regular couch?
Yeah.
Chalky?
Not chalky, of course. That padded oak bench.
Couch, sofa.
Sofa, yes.
You were a young man at that time.
Yes.
Did he know us then?
Not very young. You got 19. Yeah.
1923?
No. 23, of course. I heard I first met him. He was sitting ground. I was. At Mathura, there was a party, Parikrama party, in 1933. So, I went to see that party, what they're doing, going on. I got interested in
it. It was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned once that most of the Parikram devotees, they wanted to go on Parikram, but he was speaking?
Yeah. I did not go to Parikram. You very much have to say. There was an announcement that now Parikrama will start in the evening at 5. And Prabhupada also will speak. Anyone who wants to hear Prabhupada, he can stay, others be ready for me. So, about a dozen men remained, and all went to Parikrama. So I was that kind of new man. Not exactly new man, but not recognized Jupiter. I didn't. So he saw that I'm sitting, I did not go to Puriko. I very much appreciate. I prefer to hear him than go to Puriko. That he appreciates.
That was the same time that you took initiation?
Yes, after that, I took initiation.
Where was the initiation ceremony?
In Allahabad. 1933.
So from Mathura, everyone went to Allahabad?
Yes. Or they went to somewhere. I came back. From Allahabad I went to Mathura, and I came back to Allahabad at my own place.
Initiation was held at that Gaudiya Math in Allahabad?
At that time, that Gaudiya Math was not there. They were at a rented house.
Did you help to build that one?
What?
Did you help to establish that Gaudiya? Or that was that?
My majority was paid by one of our government. And that 3,000 what is in there. Then gradually developed, we used to pay something.
So, okay. Yeah. So many times you can't
maintain.